Hello, welcome to Alt.80s, the 80s music program with a bit of an alternative spin. I'm Brett Van Heekeren. Thank you for joining me this evening for another hour of alternative 80s music. Tonight's program, Flying Solo. Well, not me. I'm always flying solo here in the studios of 2MCFM. I'm talking about the artists that we're playing tonight. Well, the alternative and indie charts in the 80s were clearly dominated by bands as opposed to the mainstream charts where solo artists really had much stronger presence. Why is it so, as the great Julius Sumner Miller would say? It's a fairly interesting phenomenon, but not one to be explored in this space this week. What will be explored, though, by Alt.80s is the occurrence of influential members of bands deciding to go it alone, either for a short while or forever. So what inspires this desire to fly solo? Is it out of artistic necessity, group friction, or other factors? In many cases, these departures from the group environment to achieve personal goals often leads to the artist returning back to the family. The interesting phenomenon is the nature of the projects that these artists create when they're in their solo form. Are they really that different? Does Pete Murphy really sound different without Bauhaus? Does David Sylvian create a different experience when he's away from Japan? And did Fox really want to be associated with a band creating hit songs like Ultravox's Vienna? Well, we can make up our own mind tonight on Alt.80s, where all of our artists are flying solo. This is Bill Nelson. That's the incredible Bill Nelson. And a track called The October Man. Lifted off an album titled The Love That Whirls, Diary of a Thinking Heart. Amazing guitar playing there. Bill was an English guitarist, singer, songwriter, producer, and these days he's also a painter, a video artist, a writer, and experimental musician. And he really rose to prominence as the chief songwriter, vocalist, and guitarist of a rock group called Bebop Deluxe, which formed in 1972. And EMI signed up that band at the same time as they signed two other bands you may have heard of, Cockney Rebel and Queen. And the three of them were supposed to be the next big thing through the 70s. Didn't really work out for Bebop Deluxe. They released quite a number of albums before they broke up. And Bill Nelson went on to do his own solo thing. He was described as one of the most underrated guitarists of 70s art rock movement. And you got a bit of a taste of that in October Man, but you also got a bit of a taste of what he became. As a solo artist, he really drifted into electronic experimental work. And he's a prolific solo artist and collaborator with over 60 releases to his name. Extraordinary output for Bill Nelson. This is Alt.80s, the 80s music program with a bit of an alternative spin. And tonight, flying solo, artists that did fly solo and, well, in most situations you'll find tonight, totally changed their careers, such as a guy called John Fox, who was the original lead singer of new wave band Ultravox. But he left to embark on a solo career in 1980. And if you know what Ultravox sound like, if you know the song Vienna, it sounds nothing like the work that John Fox produced in 1980 on his first solo album called Metamatic.
Catch a light, and I watched as we blew away through a sea of suits and the tangled up streets and the cities in the grey blue haze. In the catalogue, all the places folding underneath the daylight moon. Grey eyes, brown eyes, mad nights, red skies. Well, I keep on in a jumble room. So while I am the one who waits here, we all know. Sitting in a shaky liquor, gliding over to a girl with a broken nose. There's motorway sparks and meetings in the park and fires from years ago. You can watch your friends through this tiny lens, then you'll know that there's no way home. So while I am the one who waits here, we all know that it's all such a game of touch and go. Let's play touch and go. City windows start to glow, and the tides are soft as
I'm standing right beside her.
David Sylvian. An artist that came to prominence in the late 1970s as the frontman and principal songwriter for the band Japan. And it was the band's look more than anything else. Its androgynous look and electronic sound that made them a really important influence in the UK's early 1980s new romantic scene. But when the band's life came to an end and David Sylvian started to fly solo, his work couldn't be any more far removed than anything from new romantic music. His post-Japan solo work has been described as far-ranging and esoteric, and that's one way of describing it. Certainly a very collaborative solo artist, if you would like to put it that way. And he's collaborated with such people as Ryuichi Sakamoto, Robert Fripp, Holger Shukai, John Hassell and Bill Nelson, to name just a few. And Robert Fripp and Bill Nelson both appeared on that track called River Man from his second solo album, Gone to Earth. And John Fox before that, and a track from Metamatic called Touch and Go, a significant departure from the really pop-laden synth music of Ultravox. And John Fox has released over 40-plus pieces of solo and collaborative work since leaving Ultravox in the early 1980s. This is Alt.80s, the 80s music program with a bit of an alternative spin. And tonight, artists who chose to fly solo. Well, a very influential post-punk band of the late 70s, early 80s was a band called Wire. And the lead guy was a guy called Colin Newman, and he was known for his vocals and also his songwriting for that very influential post-punk band. And when the band split in 1980, Newman pursued a solo career, and his first album was a piece called A to Z. Often regarded as the fourth Wire album, it has some very dark moments, but signs of the solo career to come for Colin Newman. This track's called Alone.
Sense of humanity. to know your name. My skin, remember. And I'm on fire, and it's the rainy season in this desert.
That's a chap called Howard Devoto, who began his career as the frontman for the very influential punk rock group called the Buzzcocks. And then he left them to form another very influential group, this time a post-punk band called Magazine. And after Magazine split in 1981, Howard Devoto spent a couple of years putting together a solo project, but he wasn't flying totally solo on that album. He had to get a little bit of help from the Magazine keyboard player Dave Formula, and the piano work in that particular track is stunning, isn't it? Rainy Season, it's called. It's from his solo album, Jerky Versions of the Dream, and it charted for Howard Devoto and was his only solo release. Couldn't really produce the goods as a solo artist, needed the other guys around him. Howard Devoto, a very influential singer-songwriter in the early days of punk and post-punk. And before that, Colin Newman, another influencer. He was a member of the band Wire. He was regarded as one of the most influential post-punk bands. And that track alone, it was given a tick in the box when it was chosen to be covered by one of the This Mortal Coil projects, who paid homage to Colin Newman's writing by doing a fantastic version of Alone on their Filigree and Shadow double album. This is Alt.80s, the 80s music program with a bit of an alternative spin, and tonight we're listening to some artists who eventually decided to, fly solo. Speaking of influences, band who were considered the key influencer and pioneers of gothic rock was Bauhaus, and they decided to call it a day in 1983, which paved the way for their vocalist, Pete Murphy, often referred to as the godfather of goth, to kind of do his own solo thing. And if you know the sound of Bauhaus, it sounds very much unlike the sound of Pete Murphy on his solo tracks. This is a track called Cuts You Up. Solo project from Pete Murphy, the godfather of goth.
It falls about, it takes you in and spits you out. the pace. Look for what seems out of place.
Ability, you're only hope in this dark. String of words like a hangman's noose, strung like a charm and your swan's neck. Floating out, swinging high, as Miss Goody Two Shoes leaves the day.
crocodile tears and the velvet couch.
Two very different sides there of artists from Bauhaus, the pioneers of goth. That was David J, better known as David J, but David John Haskins is his name, and he was the bass player for Bauhaus and also the offshoot of that band, Love and Rockets. And when Bauhaus broke up in 1983, David J had a whole lot of stuff ready to go because he began writing music for a solo career while still in the band, and that continued well after the band's breakup. And his first album he released was called Etiquette of Violence, and his second one was that track, Crocodile Tears and the Velvet Couch, title cut of that second solo album. And he went on to create 12 solo projects, as well as his ongoing work with the band Love and Rockets. Before that, you did hear from Pete Murphy, the self-proclaimed godfather of goth, and Cuts You Up, which was the second single from his record Deep, a track that became a modern rock hit in the United States. So two very different pathways for those artists from Bauhaus who decided to fly solo, which is the theme for this evening's program on Alt.80s, the 80s music program with a bit of an alternative spin. Two very influential bands out of the Liverpool scene in the early 80s were Echo and the Bunnymen and Teardrop Explodes. And the main men behind those bands left the bands at a reasonably early stage of their career to pursue solo careers. They were Ian McCulloch and this guy, Julian Cope. This is Julian Cope and his track Trampoline.
From the heavens to the bottom of the sea. Well, I stand at every corner of the world, and I stand in every corner of your heart.
Ian McCulloch, a track called Horse's Head from an album he released called Candleland, best known as the lead vocalist of the rock band Echo and the Bunnymen. He formed them in 1978 and they were a very influential post-punk band coming out of Liverpool. And in 1988, McCulloch left the group to pursue a solo career under the impression that the Bunnymen would just be laid to rest, but they went on without him. Before that, you heard from Julian Cope, who was lead singer and founding of another group, a member of another Liverpool post-punk band called The Teardrop Explodes. And he followed his own solo career in 1983. And in that time, he has been amazingly prolific. He's released 36 solo projects and also a plethora of award-winning music commentary publications and fiction titles. This is Old.80s, the 80s music program with a bit of an alternative spin. And tonight we've been listening to artists who've decided to fly solo at some point in their careers. And here's a track to finish us off tonight by a guy who left one of Australia's most influential bands, The Saints, at the peak of their powers in the late 70s when they were playing the world as the best punk band in the world. He got sick of that kind of music, wanted to play his own stuff, so Ed Cooper did his own thing. I'll leave you with a track from his album Rooms the Magnificent. This is called Without Your Mirror. Hope you'll join me again next Tuesday for more alternative 80s sounds.
That you sent long ago, I felt there's nothing they could show. They seem like clothes old and damn. There's nothing they could show that I didn't know. Without your mirror to rip into your laws, I hear you mumbling in the dark with my ear pressed. Shut yourself that time, motive undefined, naked in my closet. What did you expect to find? The key to heart and mind in my trouser pocket. What did you expect?